Adam from Roxio, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you very much.
Tell us a little bit about Roxio Easy Media Creator 9, the suite, versus the previous one, 8, which I thought was, wow, it was pretty amazing.
It is a very rich product. It is the Swiss Army knife for all your digital needs, digital media needs.
Great analogy.
Yeah, exactly.
And what's brand new in version 9 is we put a tremendous emphasis on portable playback, portable consumption. So the video iPod is a great example, mm-hmm. as well as the Sony PlayStation Portable, other handheld video players, and your mobile phone, of course.
Now, we've thought in the past that the only way we could really interface with the video iPod is through the Apple iTunes interface. Is that going to be different?
No, we leave the communication up to the iPod. We leave that up to iTunes.
All right.
Apple has definitely solved that side of the equation. What we do is help you take any video file format and convert it into the appropriate iPod video format. So a great example that I really love is I can take shows off of my TiVo and convert them for the iPod. So literally take my TV shows to go.
Oh, that is awesome. Well, give us a history, though, for those that maybe are not too familiar with the product, a history of Roxio Sonic and where its roots come from.
Okay. The company is called Sonic Solutions, and they've got three groups, three divisions within the company. There's the Roxio Consumer Group, which makes the number one selling PC and the number one selling Mac burning software. The Mac product is called Toast. And there's a second group within Sonic, which is a professional products group. They make software to help Hollywood professionals produce commercial DVDs. Just about any DVD that you watch or purchase or rent from Netflix or something is made with a Sonic Professional Group's product.
Oh, wow.
And then we've got a licensing group. They license burning technology to other companies like Microsoft or Sony or things like that.
Well, with this portability that's now going to be a big part of Easy Media Creator 9, the suite of products there, let's also give them the capability of putting some of this video on their cell phones, because now we're seeing cell phones with TransFlash memory that is holding quite a bit of storage.
Yeah, absolutely. We firmly believe that the cell phone is going to be the next big PC peripheral. And we're very excited that not only are they great for storing and playing back your music and your photos and your video, but a lot of them are coming with really capable camera capabilities now. So you can take pictures and take video and transfer it onto your computer. And Easy Media Creator 9 makes it possible to do both of those things, send to the phone and pull from the phone.
Well, somebody asked me recently, they said they were looking for a program that they could burn their DVDs, their finished products, but also ones that would help them edit their video. You know, they got all this video on their camera, but they don't know what to do with it, and they don't want to burn a DVD with stuff they don't want. I understand that it's a little easier with the suite.
Yeah, we've got, there's something in there for everyone. We help you capture and import your photos and your music and your video, and we help you edit it, and we help you then share and enjoy it. On the editing side, specifically for video, we've got something called Cinemagic, which automatically edits your raw photos and your raw video. You choose your source, and you pick a soundtrack and a style, and it will automatically create a 2 to 5 minute production for you, which you can then burn right to disk, or you can do further editing with our full-featured editing software.
Or you do what a lot of people are doing now, even uploading it to YouTube or something.
Absolutely. One of the things you can do with the suite is convert it into the DivX file format, which is the preferred file format of choice for YouTube.
Excellent. Yeah, I love that format. It allows you to carry stuff around and not, take up the whole your whole hard drive, which is real nice.
Exactly. It's highly... highly efficient compression, but great quality.
Now, tell us a little bit about Blu-ray support. We noticed that that's now available. We just had Plexure on the show, and they mentioned yes, but that's going to be available in this suite as well.
Yes, Blu-ray is one of the two next-generation optical disc formats. There's Blu-ray and HD DVD. And besides having, of course, awesome fidelity and video quality, for consumers, one of the great advantages of these advanced optical formats is the massive amounts of storage capabilities. So I like the joke that the previously unburnable is now burnable, because it used to be that you would just run out of room on a DVD. With Blu-ray, you can get up to 50 gigabytes of data onto a disc. So that's, you know, 12,500 music tracks, or up to 50,000 photos, or wow, 4 hours of HDV.
As we were talking earlier, too, TDK is working on some technology that'll do 200 gigabytes in dual layer.
Yeah, that's what I've heard, too. And I even heard they've got one that they're thinking that'll get up to 300.
Oh, my gosh. It's amazing. But now, the nice thing about it, too, if somebody doesn't have Blu-ray, though, and they still have a lot of data and they want to put it on, I believe this product does drive spanning.
It does spanning, absolutely. It'll split large files and folders across multiple discs. And that'll work for CD, DVD, and even for Blu-ray. So if you wanted to split incredibly large files across multiple Blu-ray discs, you could.
Wow. Now, what about somebody who wants to take a photo and put it onto a CD and is not too familiar with how to use the product? Ease of use of this, is it pretty easy? Is it wizard-driven?
Yeah, we've got we have a very flexible workflow, we like to say. It's got something in there for everyone. You know, we have over 300 million users, so we've had to make sure that we appeal to just about everyone. And there are task assistants that walk you through common projects, and that, you know, helps the novice or the person who's experienced but wants to save a lot of time. That helps them get maximum results with a real minimum amount of effort. And then at any point, you can switch over to what we like to say the work on your own mode, where there's full featured video, photo, and audio editors that help you do even more. So you can buy the product, and even if you're not that familiar with all the aspects of digital media workflow, you can start with an assistant and then over time do more and more, so that the product really scales with your interests and abilities.
Yeah, I've noticed, like on the past program, you made it very easy when wanting to burn a DVD. You can create a menu, you can do all kinds of really cool things with it. You also had the ability to take your video, and if your video was a little longer than it should have been, you could get it to fit to disk. And I understand some of the compression technologies that have been used in this newer suite have made it an even better picture.
Yeah, we certainly have improved on the fit to disk. You know, that's one of the benefits of having this professional products group that helps out on the Hollywood side. We can bring a lot of the Hollywood-style innovations down into the home through our consumer products.
Right. And a couple of our listeners have asked about recording this show, because we stream on the net and, of course, broadcast as well, but capturing it on the Internet. You've actually discovered a way to capture audio easily.
Yeah, it's called Easy Audio Capture, actually.
You guys made it so easy.
You should just travel around the country with me, and you could set me up for those.
There you go.
it helps you capture any music playing on your computer through the microphone, through the line-in jack, in case you wanted to convert LPs and cassettes over into digital form, and also any streaming music you can capture and instantly edit it if you want to remove portions and burn it out to a CD or a DVD or put it onto your portable player. It's even got something called pre-roll, which it will capture from even before when you press the record button. It's like a TiVo in that it's constantly buffering 60 seconds worth of audio. Ooh. So you never miss a beat when you're using the Easy Audio Capture in Creator.
Now, I have used the product since it was Adaptec. I think my first version I started using was 4.
Oh, man.
And what about somebody that hasn't really kept up with everything like maybe Andy or myself has, but is, let's say they have 5 and they're jumping up to 9. What kind of learning curve are we talking?
Well, it's changed quite a bit since 5.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Yeah. Or let's say 6 or, you know, something like that.
Fortunately, we ship with a 240 page printed user guide.
Good. Cool.
Which is, it's generally unheard of these days in consumer software. I think the last time I had a printed manual with my software was Creator 8.
So David Pogue is not going to be writing a book about it. It has a manual.
We have user forums. We have, email support. I think that, there's a lot more in the product, but, like I said, there's this flexible workflow that scales as you become more adventurous and want to do more.
Yeah, I like it because it's very easy to navigate through the different projects that you want to do. You'll get left tab basically, and you can click on that, and you know, you'll see some text options of yeah, maybe I want to create an LP and cassette to your computer. I mean, you make it very easy to work this stuff through.
Well,
yeah,
go ahead.
Well, I was going to say we've got a component called Roxio Home, which in one place presents all of the various components and tasks and projects that you could do with the suite, and it explains it in plain English, and it's broken down by audio or video or photo, and I think that makes it easy for everyone. I tell people that when you're confused, when you're unsure what you want to do, just go home. I mean that in the nicest possible way. Just go to Roxio Home, and it all will become clear.
Now, what type of system am I going to need to be able to run Easy Media Creator 9?
You need depending on what you want to do, basically.
Right.
If you're definitely into the video aspects, you need a mid-range to higher-end system. But if you just want to do general-purpose burning and photo editing and music editing, you can any machine that's come out in the past 3 or 4 years, I would say, is certainly adequate. The system requirements have not changed since version 8. So it gives you a sense that we've been able to make the program more efficient without putting more pressure on the system.
And we know we're not too far away from the release of Microsoft Windows Vista. For those users out there that are on Vista or going to be on it, will it run under Vista?
It does run today under Vista, and mm-hmm. You know, we are very close with Microsoft, so we're included in all the Vista builds, and our engineers work with their engineers. It's, Vista is a moving target, so it's possible that between now and when Vista is released, things may or may not work. But with the final Vista release, we are certainly sure that it will work.
Right.
And we have compatibility fixes on our website for previous things as well. If there was an update to XP, a new service pack, we would have a fix for our users if anything was necessary that we'd provide for free.
That's one thing I've always liked about Roxio. You guys are very fast in getting that stuff up there when people need help on that. And there's a very good forum as well on the website for people who have questions that maybe, you know, they want to get the most out of it. And there's some very helpful users out there that have used the product to do different things. Now, if you, like you said, this is kind of like the Swiss Army knife of software products and multimedia. It really is. I mean, if you were to value each app separately on here, because I mean, the video program alone is a very powerful program. You can do all kinds of things with it. I mean, what kind of value would be placed on it if you were to buy it, you know, all separately?
I would say, $400 or $500 if you were going to buy key pieces separately. Some of the things, there are no equivalent. We have unique aspects in our software that you just couldn't buy anywhere else.
Right.
But, we alone sell some of the pieces separately. If you were just interested in the video piece, we sell that for $79.
Right. But if they would like to buy the Easy Media Creator Suite 9, how much is that going to run them?
The list price is $99. Shop around, and we're having some, very exciting launch promotions at our retailers, CompUSA, Best Buy, Circuit City, Costco, Walmart, all around the country. Amazon sells it, and Buy.com sells it. And we also sell it direct, certainly. If you want to download it and start using it immediately, you can go to roxio.com, and you can get it right now.
I want to thank you so much for coming on the show.